As promised, it is our state senator from the 49th District, Dave Valesky. Dave, good morning. Welcome to the show. First
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. A couple of different things that we need to talk about this morning. First of all, you're I guess, do we call it a break or a split from the Democratic conference? Exactly what's happening with that?
Yes. Yeah, we can call it that.
Okay.
What I have done, myself and three other Democratic state senators about 2 weeks ago, became fed up with business as usual down here in Albany and the status quo and everything that's been going on in the Senate over the last 2 years, and decided to make a break from the main Senate Democratic Conference so that we are no longer members of that conference. We're not members of the Senate Republican Conference either. We formed our own third legislative conference here in the Senate, the Independent Democratic Conference. And you know, it's really a new way of doing things, and I felt from my perspective, and certainly reflecting the frustration that I have heard from my constituents time and time again, that we've got to try something new in Albany. You know, it's just not working for the taxpayers of the state. So this is sort of the out of the box thinking that we're trying and we're moving forward, and it's going well so far.
It's interesting, Dave, that you know it would be one thing to speak out against the Republican Party, but to speak out against your own party is something altogether different. Certainly a risky move on your part, and we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. What's the Independent Democratic Party doing differently than the regular Democratic Party? What changes have you made?
Well, I think the significant difference here is that this is not on my part or any of the four of us, mm-hmm. not an expression against the Democratic Party itself. I am a Democrat. I always have been a Democrat. This has nothing to do with the Democratic Party. What it has everything to do with is the leadership, the Democratic leadership of the Senate Democratic Conference. You know, and if you think back over the last only a year and a half, the coup in the summer of 2009 and Hiram Monserrat, who we had to throw out of the Senate, as you'll recall, for his conviction of a misdemeanor domestic violence charge, Pedro Espada and the coup and joining the Republicans and then going back to the Democrats, all of that nonsense that really gripped state government and shut things down for a period of about 5 weeks. After that, we continued to see mismanagement coming out of the current leadership of the Senate Democratic Conference, whether it was the AEG report that the Inspector General found in terms of improprieties in selecting the Aqueduct Racetrack Racino bidding process and everything that went on with that. And then really the last straw for me, about a month ago, it was revealed that the Senate Democratic majority, the former majority, overspent their legislative budget by somewhere between $10 and $14 million at a time, Mike, when you know the state is in its worst fiscal crisis since the 1930s. So, for me and for my three other colleagues, we came together and we said, you know, enough is enough. We've got to, and when it was clear that the main Democratic conference was going to reelect again that same Democratic leadership that caused much of what I've just explained, it became obvious to me that I had to find a new way of doing things, and this Independent Democratic Conference is just that. We're moving forward. We're having a press conference in 45 minutes, the four of us. We're going to lay out the beginnings of our mandate relief plan to bring relief to local governments, towns, villages, municipalities, because it's going to be key that when we do, and I say when we do a property tax cap, not if, when we do a property tax cap, we need that relief on our local governments to make a property tax cap work. So we're right into policy ideas and proposals and are really looking to govern in the Senate in a very different way than what we've seen down here in Albany in the last couple of years.
We're talking to State Senator from the 49th District, Dave Valesky. And Dave, let's talk about, I mean, you're talking about the things that you're doing. What can you still do? Have you been given assignments? Can you work on legislation? Can you get money for your district? Have you been blackballed at all as a result of this move?
Well, last week, the Senate, Senator Sampson, the leader of the main Senate Democratic Conference, mm-hmm. decline to name any of the four of us to committee assignments. The Republicans named their members on committees, the Democrats did theirs, and the four of us were not included in that list. That, by the way, is exactly the kind of reason why I left the conference in the first place, the petty partisan politics that frankly does not serve the taxpayers of the state at all, continued to be at play. I'm confident that in the next several days, we will have seats on committees. We're talking with Senator Skelos, the temporary president of the Senate, about how we can make that happen. Meanwhile, in terms of what legislative priorities we can accomplish, we, as I indicated earlier, we're rolling out the beginnings of our mandate relief proposal now. We've all been very supportive and are going to continue to be in terms of passing a property tax cap, not only here in the Senate, again, which has been passed the last couple of years, getting the Assembly to pass a property tax cap as well, and finally bringing some property tax relief. Also, you know, last week we completed a review going back over the last several months of reviews of only four of the state agencies so far. We have a task force on government efficiency that we've set up, and in review of these four agencies, we've identified over $300 million in potential savings to the state. We prepared a report, delivered that report to Governor Cuomo and his commission that he's identified or set up to identify savings in state government so that we can balance this budget, this $10 billion budget deficit, without new taxes and reining in spending. So we're already, even though the session's only a couple of weeks old, we're already aggressively working on policy and ways that we can improve the lives of taxpayers in certainly in my district, but all throughout Central New York and across the state. And I think that's really what people want to see. You know, I think people, for the most part, are sick and tired of the usual partisan bickering back and forth between Republicans and Democrats. They want us to get the job done. And I think this formation of the Independent Democratic Conference will certainly help in that regard.
And we're talking to Dave Valesky, State Senator Dave Valesky. How about you, your fellow Democratic senator? Do you think any of them are going to hop on board, or do they make you kind of sit with your three other independent Democratic senators in the cafeteria and not go near you?
Well, you know, that remains to be seen, Mike. I mean, it is so unusual down here in Albany, which has become an institution that is sort of set in its ways and does sort of the same thing over and over and over again. This is really unprecedented, this formation of a third independent conference. So I think what I've sensed, at least to this point, it hasn't been that long, only a couple of weeks, but from what I've sensed from the other Democratic senators and from Republican senators for that matter, is sort of a wait and see kind of approach. What is, you know, how is it really going to work? What's it going to look like? What kind of impact it will have? So there hasn't been, at this point, any direct interest from any other senators to join this effort. But, you know, that's okay, too. I mean, the goal of this conference is not to grow the conference in numbers. The goal of the conference is to make a positive impact in people's lives and to improve the performance of the New York State Senate. And I and my three colleagues feel very confident that we can do that in a new kind of way as a four-member independent conference, which, by the way, I should mention, many of our legislative goals and initiatives and priorities are very much in line with our new governor, Andrew Cuomo, in terms of reining in spending, controlling property taxes, developing and passing into law a meaningful ethics reform bill, which is desperately needed here in Albany, and a number of other items. So we see great similarities with the new governor's legislative agenda and the one that we're rolling out as we speak.
State Senator from the 49th Senate District, Dave Valesky. Dave, first of all, I got to say, I applaud you. This is a very bold stand that you and your fellow senators have taken. Bold and risky, but you had the guts to break away and do that. Let's talk a little bit, if we could, about redistricting.
Sure.
In fact, you're going to be in Utica. You're going to be at RCIL this Saturday, right, to give a speak on redistricting. Tell me a little bit about it. What exactly is it?
Well, the issue of redistricting is something that happens only once every 10 years. As you know, and your listeners know, we all just completed a federal census last year. Every 10 years, the federal government is required to do a count of its citizens. That process is complete. We will be receiving, as will the other 49 states, in about another month or two at the latest, the new federal census numbers as it applies to our state and the rest of the nation. It will show our new population figures, and it will show how we fit in upstate New York in terms of our population vis-a-vis other regions of the state, and then, of course, the state vis-a-vis other states in the nation. At that point, the legislative districts for Congress, the congressional districts, New York State Senate districts, and New York State Assembly districts, the lines have to be redrawn to reflect the population changes. Every 10 years to this point, when that process has been done, it has been an internal process that has been controlled by the legislative leaders in Albany, the Speaker of the Assembly, the Majority Leader in the Senate, and they come to some kind of agreement with how those lines are going to be redrawn, and the governor signs that into law, and those legislative districts are in place for the next 10 years. The problem with that scenario is that it has the very legislators whose district will be impacted, the lines are being drawn by those legislative leaders. So, you know, when we hear the references to three men in a room, which we hear all the time,
right,
those are the very people that are making those decisions. I have legislation. I've introduced a bill that would take the responsibility for drawing those district lines out of the hands of legislators and create a new independent, nonpartisan commission made up of citizens. No legislators, no family members of legislators, no lobbyists could participate. Citizens who want to see better government, want to see districts that are drawn to be compact and contiguous, not dividing counties across or communities across the state. A number of other states have moved in this direction. I think that's the from a good government perspective, I think that's the way we ought to go. And you had mentioned my presentation on Saturday morning at the request of the League of Women Voters. I'll be making a presentation on that piece of legislation. The League has made it one of their top legislative priorities, and as far as I know, it's open to the public, and encourage anyone who might be interested to come and listen to that.
It is. It's this Saturday morning at 9:30 at RCIL in Utica. And Dave, I know that you've got a press conference in about 38 minutes from right now, so we'll let you go. It is our state senator from the 49th State Senate District, Dave Valesky. Dave, pleasure having you on the show. Would love to have you back sometime.
Thanks so much, Mike. Anytime. Just give a holler.
All right. Take care.